alcohol and I smoke cigarettes, but it's because that nobody ever told me it wasn't the right thing. We'll be right back.
ending complete. I'm not going to sleep. Let's lay down. Just rest.
What's best for you right now is to go home, have a good night's sleep, get this all behind you.
Get some rest.
Go home now, get some rest. Tom will drive you.
I'm meat in a Ziploc. How much more rest do I need?
I'm sure this will all make more sense.
choice is submitted by the kitty to
what does a person need? Even jeans carry messages from the sponsor today.
Stop coming in.
You guys are having fun, and that's fun for me.
I am completing final briefing before the Enterprise launches.
We cannot look in the future
to be able to stuff more information
inside the mind.
Easy app. there. Hashtag abs.
I'm going to go to the next one. cycle. The never-ending cycle is taking place all the time and everywhere. And the rivers that flow to the ocean.
feed. If you can always be cheerful and ignore aches and pains, you can resist the temptation to bore people with your problems, can eat the same food every day and be thankful for it, can understand a loved one even when he has no time for you, and skip past the hurtful allegations made by a loved one, even though everything going wrong is not your fault. If you can calmly take criticism, if you can relate to your poor friend as well as the rich, if you can do without lies and deceit, if you can deal with stress without medication, relax without liquor, and sleep without pills, if you can honestly say that you have no prejudice against color, religion, sexual orientation, or politics, then you have reached the level of your dog.
To go inside the glass. Don't put it in the glove compartment or on the floor. It won't get much signal down there. It usually works well on the passenger side of the windscreen, but the rear window may give good results too. You can also use fixed side windows. It's a good idea to use a bit of 3M tape to fit the antenna temporarily so that you can test the reception and find the best window to use. Once it's glued down, it can't be removed. Your antenna will be most effective mounted vertically, and it should be placed pretty close to the edge of the window so that it doesn't obscure your view, but not too close to metal parts like the roof or frame of your car, because that can interfere with the signal. If there's a solar film on your car window, it may stop radio waves and affect the signal. If an earthing connector is included, then it must be used. Not connecting it will reduce the antenna's efficiency. And always check the mounting instructions. There's usually some pretty useful info in there. And that's it. Now you're ready to listen to the crystal clear sounds of Dub Radio. Enjoy.
Subjects, the shadow that has fled before the imperial sun until it is microscopic in the remotest distance. Just to you has the emperor sent a message from his deathbed. He made the messenger kneel by his bed and whispered the message into his ear. He felt it to be so important that he made the man repeat it into his own ear. With a nod of the head, he confirmed that the repetition was accurate. And then, before the whole retinue gathered to witness his death, all the walls blocking the view had been broken down, and on the wide, high curve of the open stairway stood the notables of the Empire in a circle. Before them all, he dispatched the messenger. The messenger set off at once, a strong and indefatigable man. Thrusting out now one arm, now the other, he forces his way through the crowd. When he finds obstacles, he points to the sign of the sun on his breast. He gets through easily, too, as no one else could. Yet, the throng is so numerous, there is no end to their dwelling places. If he only had a free field before him, how he would run, and soon enough you would hear the glorious tattoo of his fists on your door. But instead of that, how vain are his efforts. He's still forcing his way through the chains of the innermost palace. He will never get to the end of them. And even if he did, he would be no better off. He would have to fight his way down the stairs. And even if he did that, he would be no better off. He would still have to get through the courtyards. And after the courtyards, the second outer palace enclosing the first. And more stairways, and more courtyards, and still another palace. And so on for thousands of years. And did he finally dash through the outermost gate? But never, never can that happen. He would still have the capital city before him, the center of the world, overflowing with the dregs of humanity. No one can force a way through that, least of all with a message from a dead man.
Invented the word for the phrase beat generation, eh? Well, I'm going to ask you some questions. Don't mind not answering if you don't want them. First, I read one of your books, a very interesting statement. You said that, quote, everyone feels like a zombie, and somewhere at the end of the night, a great Dracula figure of modern disintegration and madness, the devil, if you will, is running the whole thing.
Now, I like that because that's the way I felt about the world often. But I'd like to know if our devils are the same. Who's this devil?
Well, that's a quote.
Our character says that.
You don't believe there's a devil running the world? Then
you're really disappointed.
The devil was defeated. And he'd been licked by the beats?
No, by God.
God licked him.
Sure.
Well, about God, you made a statement that also fascinated me. You said that... Let me get this, put my glasses on and get it accurate. You said that your philosophy you described as being, quote, Catholicism mixed with gin. In what proportions?
G-I-N,
that's what it said on a tape recording interview I heard of yours. In what proportions, Jack, is the gin improved by this mixture? What did you mean by liquor and divisions? Reality and spirituality or what? Jump to another.
How did the mixture improve? You mean did the gin get better?
Did the gin get helped by being religious, or did the religion get helped by being full of gin? Which is improved?
I don't know. That's
a non sequitur. Non sequitur, right. Now, let's go back. You boys, I gather from having read your very fine book, which I bought because I thought it was about drama critics. It's not drama bums, it's Dharma bums.
Oh, Dharma, yeah.
In this book, you seem to have a wonderfully good time, and you seem to have it by turning your back on all the things that the bourgeoisie you have to contend with. What are the things you most like to turn your back on? Well, you say the devil has been defeated. Who are the devils that make you turn your back? You like politics?
No.
You like the Republican Party?
I like Eisenhower. As a man.
Great man, huh? He's a great man?
A nice man.
Why do you think he's a nice man?
He's the kind of man that we'd like to shake hands with. He's a nice man. You know he's a nice man. I don't know anything about politics.
Mr. Eisenhower, but I don't think he's a great man or even an intelligent man.
He is. You know, the American people probably don't realize what he's doing.
What's he doing?
I don't know. We'll figure it out in 50 years. 50 years you can look back.
I think he's one of the leaders of the beat generation. I think he's turned his back on us, just as you boys have.
No,
probably the same reason.
Are you going to vote in the next election?
I've never voted.
How can you think of any one politician is better than another? Wouldn't that lure you into casting a ballot?
I shouldn't be proud of never having voted, but I never have. I don't know what's the matter.
I can understand. I only voted once and under protest.
You too?
Yeah, once. For the wrong guy.
Where?
Well, I don't know. Roosevelt. You like Ike? You think he's adorable? What do you think of his pals? There's a fellow called Dulles.
Yes.
Well.